You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, sadly, before we could hear from the Auditor General what his thoughts are on the teeth that were supposed to be given to his office, because what we see year in, year out is the same story. It doesn't change. Regular spending at South Africa's municipalities has now hit 32 billion rand. Only 20 out of 257 got clean audits. It's crying out for a change, yet nothing seems to happen. Milani Holeni is Group Chief Advisor and something of an expert of local government at Ntiyiso Consulting. Milani, welcome. From your experience, what is going wrong at local government? And we've got a lot of issues. I was chatting to Herman Mashaba recently, from the election process of mayors leading to a lack of accountability. Cadre deployment has meant that they're just unsuitably qualified people in certain position. There's a lack of ethics. There's corruption. What can change the trajectory of decay at local government level?
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to the listeners as well. We see results that are progressively deteriorating. And as per what we are seeing is that the themes that we are picking up are three key themes. It's a theme around skills, it's a theme around governance, it's a theme around the technical management of the municipalities there. So if you look at overall with regards to the skills, progressively over the past 3 years, we've seen a decline or a flight of skills out of local government into other areas, be it because of the cyclical nature of or the seasonal nature of municipalities, where every 5 years they must go into elections. Nothing wrong with that, but with that, you know, comes the contracts of qualified and highly skilled individuals in the financial services, in the technical services, as well as the economic development services of municipalities, will search for greener pastures with uncertainty. So the key thing that we're looking at is, from a skills point of view, local government needs to be able to retain the skills and on a long-term basis, such that they can follow through on the different initiatives which are started.
Now, you've touched on, I think, one of the major issues there in skills and the ability to attract the right skills, the right caliber of individual with a high, not only quantitative qualification, but also the right qualitative ethical background to deliver public services. Surely we need to get away from the practice of cadre deployment. So whoever comes into power, putting those that are loyal to the party into key positions. And we need to start reintroducing some form of qualification or real meritocracy at local government level. How do we achieve this in the current political framework? Is that a pipe dream?
So I think the key thing that we advocate from DSO Consulting is the fact that a municipality, unlike a provincial government, unlike a national government, is a business. So within a municipality are a couple of business units. So within those business units, you need to be able to deploy skills which are astute, which are qualified, which have years of experience within the field. And in some cases, you find that you need to go and get the skills from the private sector to come and augment the quality of skills or the level of skills that sit within the municipalities. Municipalities, by their nature, are highly regulated, so you need to be able to operate within a legislative framework, but you also need to have people that can look for, can be enterprising in a way that they can start looking for new and improved ways of doing things. So given the fact that the legislation in place, we need to find the areas and the new processes or build new business processes that improve the management within local government. And that brings us to the issue of governance as well, because governance is one aspect which covers the ambit of your risk, your financial side, your strategy, and all other things that support a municipality to enable it to perform. So from a governance point of view, we need a solid governance system that a municipality has a combination between of a political as well as administration, and really in between with what I've called the business side of municipalities, where they must generate revenue, they must spend within the region, they must spend on projects which have value and impact. And the other factor to it is that it's not possible, in our view, to get all the skills that you require within local government. So at some level, there will be a degree of going out into the market to look for highly specialized skills that are not utilized on a daily basis, but that can at least help with the strengthening of the governance, the running of the projects, particularly the technical projects.
Absolutely. And back to your point about running a municipality like a business, you want to be attracting other businesses into your municipal area so that they find it a place that's safe to do business, secure to do business, welcoming. And in so doing, you get to increase the revenues and taxes that you raise from attracting more residents and more businesses into your business area. It really isn't rocket science, but we haven't got it right over the last 25 odd years. And the numbers are frightening. If you look at growth in outstanding debtors of municipalities, just thanks to COVID-19 from April to May, that has ballooned by 2.7 billion rand. So we are on the cusp of a real local government crisis. Mileni Holeni, Group Chief Advisor at Nchiso Consulting, talking about the Auditor General's dismal report.